Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back and we're live at Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia. Joe Giglio in the Ike Reese chair. Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. Best in-game experience for the playoffs is at Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy all the playoff action with your Chickies favorites. Online, chickiesandpizza.com for a location near you. A couple things here, and then we'll get back to the phones. So Brian Johnson, the Eagles quarterbacks coach, is interviewing, at least according to what I'm reading here on Pro Football Talk, for the Packers offensive coordinator job. Nathaniel Hackett, their offensive coordinator, got the Broncos job.
Right.
So they will need a new offensive coordinator, and Brian Johnson is already getting looks from other teams.
Jalen Hurts' guy, right? He's known him since he was a kid.
I mean, the godfather, right?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that would be bad about that for the Eagles, part of if you believe in Hurts making a jump next year, John, is he's never had the same coaching staff.
And it's always a different coordinator or whatever.
All the way back to his first year at Alabama. It's like
seven for seven.
Yeah. So, and no, Steichen would still be here, but it's like the continuity of the whole coaching staff. That would help him if everybody's back.
Yeah, and it just when you do have success, and this is the thing that has happened to Andy Reid for 20 some years now, is you have to be able to bring in new guys and always have the next guy in the pipeline. So Jalen Hurts is gonna have to get used to this. Like you said, you'd hope he could be in the same offense with the same offensive coordinator for a couple of years.
And as long as it's him and Sirianni, it's gonna be the same offense, but the people around him and all that.
Hey, they matter. They do. Who are you rooting for this weekend? Like, we'll give our picks later on, but...
Certainly Andy, though I love Joe Burrow. Like, all these trades you proposed to me, if one could get Joe Burrow here, I'd dump Hurts to the curb.
I would trade the team for Joe Burrow. Isn't he awesome?
He's tremendous. I never say this about anyone. He reminds me of Tom Brady, the way he just plays the game. Like, the way he throws from the pocket, the way he's just never, flustered.
I've said it on the air before that the way he moves around in the pocket is reminiscent of how he slides in the pocket and he kind of jumps around. There's something about his personality and the way he carries himself and the confidence that he has. You can just tell that he knows that he's the best out there and he's gonna win it. He's not gonna win them all, but
He's great.
Yeah. I mean, 31 years and not winning a playoff game in Cincinnati. Burrow comes in and granted, that's a really nice looking offense, minus the offensive line.
And if you go back, his Mad Mike who said Hurts always loses the big games. And if you go back to Burrow to the end of his college career, he hasn't lost a must win game in years.
Ever.
He just wins them all. So, I love him, but I'm rooting for Andy.
So, I'm not rooting against Andy because I believe Kansas City's going to win the game. I'll be fine. I love that Cincinnati team. I don't think they're anywhere close to beating Kansas City in Kansas City. But, they won earlier in the season, so we'll see what happens. Jack, are you rooting Cincinnati or Big Red in Kansas City?
I'm definitely rooting for Cincinnati. I don't get why we still have to root for Andy. Like, he won his Super Bowl. He's not our coach anymore. I was glad for the first one. We still have to do the whole, I'm rooting for Andy. Why?
I don't think we have to. I just like Andy.
I know you like Andy.
I think a lot of people still root for him.
Yeah. I've just kind of moved on. I understand he's not the head coach anymore. He won a Super Bowl there. He kind of ended the Philly thing here. And, I'm more of a Mahomes fan than I am an Andy fan at this point.
The other game I don't have as strong of a rooting interest. I guess the Niners. I think the story's fun.
Jack has a rooting interest, don't you, Jack?
I do, because as soon as they beat the Rams this weekend, then Trey Lance is traded to the Eagles.
I like how it's happening.
See, I have appreciation for good quarterback play, which is why I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers win. But there is an appreciation for how tough they are and how they grind. And it's tough to beat a team three times in the same season. And I actually was I was trying to see if I could find out like what happens in the playoffs after they sweep the team during the regular season.
The Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Right, I know, and I wasn't able to get a definitive answer.
So only I got one for you. Only three times ever has a team beat a team twice in the regular season and then been an underdog the third time. And that makes sense, right? You would think sure. If you beat them twice, you probably have the better record. You probably have
the
home
better
field,
team.
Better team. This is only the third time. Now, the interesting part is the other three times, two of the three times, the underdog won again. So, like, they completed the sweep three times. Two out of three.
Interesting.
It probably just means you just match up well, right? Like, you just have
they
their
match
number.
Up, they match up well. They do. They match up well. They match up well against Green Bay. They match up well against the Rams. I mean, as long as they're not turning it over and they can run the ball, and, I mean, they're winning without scoring offensive touchdowns. I mean let's face it.
It is similar to the Eagles four years ago, right? Like, it was Foles. This is Garoppolo. But why did the Eagles win? But Foles got on a heater, but they had the best offensive line,
best
defensive
line. Yep.
You could win. I mean, you could win with an okay quarterback if you have those things.
Yeah, I'm probably rooting. Well, like, either way, I don't like either coach. I think they're both good coaches.
Do you want Matthew Stafford in the Hall of Fame? Because you better get ready for
him
it.
I think.
Well,
he's compiled numbers to go in the Hall
right.
of Fame. Easy.
He just never won anything.
A Super Bowl appearance probably puts him in.
I think it does.
Because you know what? Phillip Rivers, he didn't sniff a Super Bowl, and he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Right.
I don't think he was that great of a quarterback, but you look at the numbers alone and then winning record and things like that. He wasn't a loser quarterback.
Yeah,
but
he was good.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Stafford ends up becoming a Hall of Famer, which...
So that for that reason, I'm rooting for the Niners. I don't want Matt Stafford in the Hall of Fame.
And Trey Lance could be an Eagle if they get back to a good job, Jack. I agree with you. All right, 49ers.
Bringing it full circle. Yeah. I actually am rooting for the Rams, though, because I do want to see Stafford win big.
Yeah, you're a Stafford guy.
Well, he has an arm. He hasn't a strong
I know,
arm.
But I just like seeing narratives busted. I think it's fun.
You know? He can't win. He's a loser and all
right,
that.
Right. Like, Andy got over the hump. I like seeing, like, I'm a fan of sports, unlike you, where I like seeing guys overcome their failures and eventually, you know, win again. Like, I would like to see Carson be good again.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm fine with him not being.
Don't hold your breath on that.
But I've already moved on to a new North Dakota State quarterback. So
yes, good point, Jack. Yeah, like, but outside of Deebo Samuel, you don't have a great skill guy. You know, Liza Mitchell is a good
Ayuk's
running back.
Pretty
whatever.
Good.
Kittle, I mean, Ayuk's all right.
Yeah, but you just don't have the star power that you have with Cooper Kupp and Beckham.
Yeah, and of course. Aaron Donald
and Jalen Ramsey.
Von Miller.
Yeah,
won a Super Bowl MVP.
It's very interesting the way that they've built their team. Unprecedented, frankly, since like the old days where you just traded draft picks all the time.
Oh, it's all veterans. They're all veterans.
All veterans, man. But mixed with a really good drafting core that Les Snead has done there.
Cooper Kupp in the third round. That guy's unbelievable.
And his 40 time killed his draft stock. Van Jefferson was the second round draft pick. He's very good. Cam Akers, second round draft pick. Despite the fumbling last week where they tried to lose that game, they're much better with Cam Akers in there.
I heard Michael Irvin on a podcast last week, and he was asked about Kupp, and I thought he was going to be like, oh, in my era, he couldn't handle. Like, I thought he would like kind of put him down.
Poo-poo him.
He was like, that guy, I couldn't run routes close to like he could. He was basically saying he's amazing.
He's incredible.
He's always open.
Which is what I can't understand how they allowed him to be of all things. To set a blitz and put the safety on Cooper Kupp with, 20 seconds left in the game?
He was open by 15 yards.
It was insane. What a terrible. I mean, as good as Todd Bowles is, I don't know how the hell that happens. All right, Rios in North Philly. Back to the phones. Rios. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up with you, Rios?
Hey, Rios.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, check this out.
Yeah.
I'm just a little stunned because I don't know how we're talking about this North Dakota quarterback. After everything we went through, I know it's a radio show. We got to talk about things, but beep, no, hell no. Why are we talking about this? You might as well go back and now I'll say, hey, go get Russell Wilson. Then hell no, this guy. Come on, man, stop, man. Let's not even talk about that, right? Let's talk about what y'all had Shaq and Charles were talking about Benjamin Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this, man, with this guy. With all due disrespect, he's a sucker. And with that, I don't think there's a kid out there who plays basketball on the court. I hope there's not. Like, I just Ben Simmons you or whatever did any of that. I don't think so. And if there is, whoever that kid's parents is, they better fix it. Better fix it because this guy has no heart. This guy has no care, his ego, his pride, and that's where he's going to be however it is. With he just have talent, but that ego and that pride, that kills you.
Hey, Rios, come over to my side where I have absolutely no emotion left on Ben Simmons. He's going to be traded. We know what he is. We know he's a fraud. Daryl Morey can trade him now. I can trade him. I hope he trades him now so they can actually have real players to put together for Joel Embiid this year. But Ben Simmons is what he is. I don't even feel like talking about him anymore, frankly.
I feel you. That's the only thing, because it was y'all added that in there.
Rios, I hear you, man. But and I appreciate it. But downplaying, for your Trey Lance, I want to talk about Ben Simmons. I don't want to talk about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, the Simmons thing to me is about Morey now. I'm with you on Ben. I don't care anymore. Right?
I'm not complaining and banging my head against the wall with Ben Simmons.
He checked
out.
He quit on the team. Yes, it's over. Morey, figure it out, man.
I'm out. But by the way, Rios, just so you know, I have a list on my phone, Jack, for all the people that call in and say, why are we talking about this? We have Jalen Hurts. I have your numbers. I have your name and your location saved.
A list.
Good.
So when Jalen Hurts comes out next year and he's not good and you call in and you're complaining, I'm going to say, hold on a second. He's great. He's fine. You don't want to explore other options at quarterback. All right? Because everybody wants to just, Russell Wilson, this is stupid. Oh, yeah, getting a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, why would the Eagles want to get a Hall of Fame quarterback? But then you can't draft somebody from Purdue in the first round.
You don't want George Karlaftis?
Jack George. We can't draft George or a center from Iowa.
Tyler Lindenbaum or whatever his name is. Come on.
What kind of drugs are you people doing out there?
You know what I'm doing? I want to be like the 49ers drugs. That's what I'm on. Draft good players.
They didn't get there by drafting George and they had top five picks. They had Bosa. They had Buckner.
Yes.
They had Eric Armstead.
Debo Samuel in the second
round. Okay, we have that in Rager.
Yeah.
We have Arthego Whiteside in the second round.
Why can't we give Rager more time? You know, he's talented.
No, he's not.
He is talented.
Says who? Is Nick Sirianni last week?
Yeah, actually, I don't think he's talented at all.
No, I'm not sure he is either, but he can run kind of fast. But with the same thing with the Hurts thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. Jalen Hurts had productive games this year. We could poo-poo them and say you don't like his arm strength.
He did.
Jalen Rager's never been productive in his life.
Jalen Rager doesn't deserve even tongue-in-cheek to...
What's his career high in yardage? 60 yards in a game? Get out of here.
Negative 3 yards.
He's terrible. And he's not any... And by the way, outside of... Obviously, he's talented because he's an NFL player. He's not any more talented than any other of these wide receivers on the right. Dime a dozen. Right, not fast. Doesn't have good hands. Doesn't run great routes.
You know who is it
mentally tough enough to play in
the city? At night that Tucker has brought up, and I think it actually makes sense. He reminds him of Josh Huff. Josh Huff was third round pick.
Yeah,
and he couldn't play that much either.
Nah, he was erratic.
But this guy's a first round pick.
He's a first round pick.
It's terrible.
Yeah, overdrafted as a first round pick, but he's a first round pick. All right, let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade, how are you, my friend?
What's up? How are we doing today?
How are you, man?
Hey, Wade.
Pretty good. I had a little thing on what you wanted to do. Well, first of all, I wouldn't do the Trey Lance thing. There's nothing there. I mean, but the other thing is, why wouldn't you just go to Indianapolis and trade for Carson Wentz and take Jalen Hurts out there?
Wouldn't that be
a good trade?
No, I don't want Carson Wentz.
No, you don't want Carson Wentz? Well, you want Trey Lance? What's the difference?
Difference is one is in his second year in the league, and Carson Wentz is making $30-some million and is almost 30.
I think at this point Lance is way more physically talented too. Yeah. Right now,
if you could do, he'll come here and you'll negotiate a new contract. Would you take? Would you go with that trade?
No,
Carson Wentz for
Jalen Hurts. He doesn't want to be here.
And I don't want him.
No. Let's say he
Trade. Wait, okay. So let's say he wanted to be here, and he wasn't a guy that had differences with Howie and self-destructs
and
teammates
don't
like.
You know what you're suffering from? You and that idiot Mike, because I would love to bump into him in a damn restaurant somewhere.
What?
But you know what you're suffering from? You're looking and seeing other eye candy, which is good. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. It's almost like you saying, you would rather you. Here's what you want. You want a Josh Allen type player. That is your preference.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We all have a preference. You know what I'm saying? My preference is a quarterback that's strong, that I can depend on, that I don't need him to have the biggest arm. Remember I've always said I don't need an elite quarterback. I need a quarterback that can take our system, master it, and we can win with that. We have not gotten to the point where we're even on that. Right now, we're on trying to get our damn defense not to give up 30 points a game. Because every time out of that tunnel, Jalen Hurts got to come out of that tunnel with on his mind, in order for me to walk away with a W, I got to put up 30 points a game. That's not fair for any quarterback. And then you're asking him to do it with less than, you know, talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know why the Buccaneers was able to do what they did to Jalen Hurts?
Why?
Because they was able to double Smith. They was able to put a bracket coverage on Goddard. You see what I'm saying? And now that shuts your
with
your
better talent
down.
Becomes better quarterback play.
Yeah, so I would think
sure.
If Jalen Hurts could go in his offseason or whatever, come back better, you will get what you're looking for. You're just looking for a prototype, which is okay. But if Jalen Hurts came back, right, and he was better and we were winning, would you have a problem with Jalen Hurts? Seriously.
If he
because
came back and
the narrative
and he
that
was
he
winning.
Has a weak arm, go and look at the scouting reports on him. None of them talk about him having a weak arm.
Oh, sure they do.
It was like
that coming out of college. No, that was a scouting report on him.
Pull up one of them and read it and bust your own bubble.
Jack, because do you have it?
We actually
talked about this earlier this week. He doesn't – I wouldn't say he has a weak arm, but arm strength isn't a pro. It's a con.
Yeah, I would say his arm – I would call it adequate to a below-average NFL starting quarterback arm.
Right.
But it just doesn't matter to me as much as it matters to some people when you talk about quarterbacks, right? Some people want big arm quarterbacks. I don't think it matters that much, you know, true arm strength.
Essentially, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? Like, that's what you're saying is you have Jalen Hurts. Why,
right.
Like, don't – you're constantly looking for an upgrade to where you already have one. So why are you looking around trying to find something that may or may not be there?
See, I never thought there was one time this year he couldn't make a throw. You know what worries me more about his arm? He can't be late. John, I'll equate it to this. Like, he's like Aaron Nola throws, what, 93, 94?
He can't miss.
Yeah. Jacob DeGrom throws 99.
He can
throw it over the middle.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen had a couple this year where the reason he got intercepted or missed because he was late. Not that his arm's not good enough. He just got to be on time.
So there's two. You're right. Like, and you heard it during the broadcast where you would hear the analyst say, you got to throw it right now.
Right now.
If you're going to get that in there, you got to throw it right now. You're late. So he's a younger quarterback. It's okay. Like, that's things to where as he develops that he should get better
at.
What I'm more concerned with is the receiver that's open for a split second, and he knows he's open for a split second, and he sees it, but he knows he can't make the throw.
And I think a lot of times he pulled it down this year and ran it because he knows he can't make that
throw.
He
knows he can't make that throw. So instead of trying to make it to where a guy that has the stronger arm strength, like a Carson Wentz, now he might get intercepted, but you also get the big plays that way. You get guys that just say, you know what, like Josh Allen, like Pat Mahomes,
right.
The guys with the big arms.
Rodgers.
We've seen those matrix throws
he's made over the years. So like he just like there's like four arms in the way, and
it's
Rodgers just zooms it in.
The play that the one of the first half touchdowns from Mahomes where he did like a bootleg and Buffalo was immediately in his face, and he somehow I don't even know how he saw the receiver. Somehow he just, and I don't know I forget who the wide receiver was, but like boom, touchdown. It's like there's a handful of guys that can make that play, and like that's what I'm looking for. Sorry, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not like, Joe, I know a lot of times, like you get a guy or a girl, and they're like, they have this expectation of the wife or the husband that they want, and they're out there, and they're always single because they're not, like, you can't find what you're looking for. So then you say, you know what, like, I need to dial it back a little bit because I want to get, you know, I want to be happy. And
right.
So I don't need a 10. Maybe I can have an 8. Like, right now, I'm not settling for a 5 or a 6. Sorry, that's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I could do better.
I just think, and I know you've mentioned it, Jack's mentioned it, callers mentioned to me in the beginning of the week, the Mahomes-Allen battle. I feel like that has ruined our perception of quarterbacks forever. Like, those guys are aliens, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime game. That's not really every week. Jimmy Garoppolo might win the damn Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
But Trey Lance has the same kind of skill.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, you're so right that's what Josh Allen was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. When he was coming out of Wyoming, like, oh, he's going to be a bust. He's not accurate.
He's got a great arm.
And then developing with good coaching, he's the second best quarterback in the league. I'll give Mahomes the one up on him.
Yeah, Mahomes is up on him.
Tell you what, I'm watching that game, and I'm saying maybe I do want Josh Allen over Pat Mahomes. He's that good.
Yeah, but then
you definitely want him over Wentz,
ago.
Though, right?
Yes, I would take him over Wentz.
You were right. You were early on that.
Yep.
And we count a lot of guys who went over Carson Wentz.
215-592-9494. And he'll be back in Indianapolis, and that was a poor way to handle that at the end of the year, and that's all on the owner. Because Frank Reich would have never handled it like that. The GM wouldn't have handled it like that.
Was even tweeting about it this week.
Yeah, maybe the GM a little bit more, but it's Frank's job to have his guys back, and you have to look at the overall picture, which is that there's not an upgrade out there, and there's financial ramifications that you have to keep him for another year. So you got to keep him for another year. You made the trade. You just traded a first and a third for him. And then Frank comes out because he meets with the owner, and the owner is pissed. And he's got to say he's not sure if Carson's the guy. Yeah. Like, that's Dunsky.
Well, that's that owner. He's impetuous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
And I was tweeting this week about how you need great quarterback play to win this round of the league. It's like, wow.
Well, in the beginning, remember, he said he was upset at Wentz over the vaccine stuff. He doesn't like Carson Wentz. It's pretty clear.
He doesn't like Carson Wentz. And now
who likes Carson Wentz?
That's a good question.
Nobody. Nobody. The LTBB.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese.
Kimberly in D.C.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. But he's obsessed over good quarterback play.
He's like now. You. You would get along with Jim Irsay.
Well, he played. He's a singer. He's a rocker, too, Jim Irsay.
He watched Allen and Mahomes, and he said, I need a better quarterback. You're just like Jim Irsay.
And he sees Carson Wentz throwing left-handed interceptions.
He's like, get this guy out of here. You kidding me, Frank Reich? This is your guy.
Coming up, top 5 at 5 with Jack. What could he ever have in store for us today? We'll get to that. Andy Deford, by the way, is angry at what I said when after I hung up on him. Do you remember?
He was trying to reprogram the show again. Is that it?
Well, I called him a simple mind.
Right.
People don't like being called that.
Yeah. No, I know. Andy, I was just having fun with you. Sorry. You have very thin skin for a guy that likes to come on and throw stones at people. I'm here every day 2 to 6. You can yell at me next time you call in. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What do you have in store for us? We'll get back to your phone calls. We're live at Chiggy's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And Chiggy's and Pete's is hiring all locations, full and part-time. Click chiggysandpete's.com/careers. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.